Welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Today's podcast is a review of Panorama Consulting's Clash of the Titans 2012. This is an independent analysis of ERP implementation, comparing the three titans of the enterprise software industry. I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, and an expert in all things ERP, including market research and trend analysis. Eric, thanks for joining us again on the program.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's always great to have you. And we have just a little bit of time here and a lot of ground to cover, so let's get into it. Eric, if you would, please give our listeners some background on the report that we're talking about. How did it come about, and what does it measure?
Well, Chris, it came about because we had so many clients that were evaluating the three titans of the industry, as you called it at the opening of the segment, SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics. Those are the three biggest ERP vendors in the marketplace. And just in the last year and a half or 24 months, we've had a couple dozen different clients come to us and say, hey, you know, we're looking at these three vendors. Can you help us evaluate which one's the best? Mm-hmm. So part of our lessons learned and part of our knowledge capital that we've built over the years has been focused on how to compare all different types of ERP solutions, but in particular, we had a lot of clients asking about these three. So we decided to put together a report to kind of summarize some of, at a high level, some of the findings that we've had over the years. And the report provides an analysis of SAP, Oracle, Microsoft Dynamics in relation to benefits realization, implementation duration, market share, selection rates, payback periods, a lot of the different metrics that companies want to hear about or want to understand as it relates to the different different packages. So they're good data points. It's a good amount of research. Different companies that we work with have different needs, so they're all going to have different needs as it relates to functional requirements or technical maturity, tolerance for risk, their budgets, etc. So it's a little tough to generalize as it relates to these three vendors, but we think this research provides some good data points for companies that are looking at ERP solutions like these three titans.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who then participated in the survey this year, and how was the data actually collected?
Well, the data was collected via online polling beginning in February 2006 through May of 2012. So it was almost 6 years in the making. So the data we've gathered is very rich, it's very deep, and it's very broad. So we had 2,000 respondents from 61 countries, and these 2,000 respondents selected and implemented SAP, Oracle, and or Microsoft Dynamics. So we really focused our analysis on the 2,000 companies across the globe that evaluated and implemented one of these three solutions.
I see. And so what were the key differences that you found between SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics?
Well, at a high level, the differences that we focused on were really in three areas. One was implementation duration, second was payback period, and the third was business risk. And I'll start with the first one, implementation duration. Mm-hmm. When we looked at the average actual duration, which is a metric we like to look at because you get a lot of sales hype during the sales cycle and unrealistic expectations as far as how long a sales rep tells you an implementation might take versus reality.
Right.
And what we found in the study is that Oracle users reported the highest variance between their planned and actual implementations. So the average Oracle customer expects to implement in 14 months, but it actually takes them 18 months. Hmm. And Oracle also had the longest overall implementation duration. Similarly, Microsoft Dynamics and SAP also had kind of a disconnect between planned and actual durations. Dynamics customers expected 11 months, but it took them 13 months to implement. And SAP customers expected 15 months, but experienced 17-month durations. So in all three cases, there's a misalignment there between expectations and reality.
Right.
And you can kind of see that the bigger of the two, SAP and Oracle, both take, you know, 17 or 18 months, respectively. And then Microsoft Dynamics takes the shortest duration of the three at 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we look at payback period, that's the second area that we explored some of the differences, and we found that a majority of SAP implementations took longer than 3 years to provide the payback or return on investment that they made in the software.
Okay.
So 36% of companies that implement SAP take at least 3 years to get their return on investment. But when you look at the percentage of companies that experienced implementation paybacks of less than a year, SAP also had the highest rate. So they had kind of a dichotomy there of having the largest percentage of long ROIs and the largest percentage of short ROIs. So clearly a lot of variance there, a lot of variation in different SAP projects across the globe. And then when you look at Oracle and Microsoft Dynamics, they had very similar rates of payback. Microsoft Dynamics had 15% had paybacks in over 3 years and 15% in less than a year. And then with Oracle, it was 20 and 17% respectively. And then the third area that we look at in the study is business risk. And business risk is interesting because a lot of people think about implementation cost and duration because that's kind of the immediate thing you've got to be thinking about as a project manager or a CFO or a CIO.
Right.
But what a lot of times they're not thinking about is what happens after that investment, after you go live with the software. What is the risk on your operations, especially if you don't implement correctly? And what we found is that SAP actually has the highest rate of business risk. And what we mean by business risk is there's some type of material operational disruption at the time of go live. They can't ship product, they can't close the books. Those are two examples. Mm-hmm. And SAP actually had the highest rate, while Oracle had the lowest rate of business risk. So that's just kind of an interesting tidbit there as it relates to perceptions in the marketplace and kind of the realities of the risks of ERP implementation. So hopefully that answers your question. Those are the three major areas we looked at, just at a real high level in the study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. And so what I want to find out now is, were these materially different than, say, the findings that you've had in previous years?
Yes and no. I mean, I think at a high level, there's not a new story to tell at the very highest level. In other words, when we look at the fact that most projects take longer than expected or cost more than expected, that's been the case every year. We've looked at the data for the last 5 years. So,
okay.
You know, the numbers have changed slightly, but the patterns are somewhat the same.
I see.
However, the one thing that is interesting that's a bit different than previous years is that, you know, implementations still take longer than expected. So 61% were over schedule in 2011 as well as 2012. So it was a very, very consistent data year over year. But this year we see some changes in how the vendors compare to one another as it relates to implementation duration. So the longest implementation time in 2011 was Microsoft Dynamics, followed by SAP, then Oracle. But then when we looked at the implementation time in the more recent implementations that completed in 2012, Oracle was actually the longest implementation time, followed by SAP and then Microsoft Dynamics. So it almost completely inverted or switched around the implementation durations over last year.
I see. So there are actually a lot of different factors to consider when you're weighing the pluses and minuses of any of these vendors. Were there any other interesting points that your analysts found in this data?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. One is that a majority of SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics customers reported that their implementations delivered less than 50% of the anticipated business benefits.
Hmm.
So it's kind of what we call the 50-50 rule. I think it was overall across the whole study, across all vendors, it was 50% realized less than 50% of the expected benefits, but it was actually higher. The benefits, the percentage of companies that didn't realize the expected benefits was actually higher for SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics, which is a bit concerning because those are the three largest in the industry.
Right.
More specifically, only 23% of SAP customers, 24% of Oracle customers, and 23% of Microsoft Dynamics customers reported achieving at least 50% or more of the expected business benefits that they had outlined early in the project.
Wow.
And some of the examples of business benefits that were received is kind of interesting to look at too, because you always wonder,